Hi, friends. Welcome back to another episode of Yours Truly, Annie E. So it's about 9:54 p.m. and it is about 2 hours before my 22nd birthday. And I thought I could do an episode kind of talking about how to love yourself and like kind of open up a conversation in regards to like that conversation. It's almost Valentine's Day, and quite frankly, this has been the first year where my birthday, I'm very excited for. I'm excited to be 22. I feel like 21 really gave me a ringer. I really went through a lot in regards to like becoming legal, going out of the country, going through this like a lot of grief last semester and coming out strong with like a good GPA and an internship. And like, I'm very, very excited for this year. And I feel like I've set myself up well for this year. But I also genuinely feel like this has been a week of just like trials and tribulations in regards to just like my health and then also to just like my mental space. And this is also the first birthday where I'm not spending it with my family. And also like my dad. So it's very new and very much an emotional roller coaster, and I've noticed that like it I wouldn't even say I'm sad because I'm not. Like, I am very grateful for a lot of things in my life, and I know I'm very much supported and loved, but I've noticed that like I am genuinely like it's weird. Like, it's my birthday tomorrow, but I also am not super excited as I always am, and I think it's because it's also like the day where like I'm turning 22, and I call my family and he won't be there. So I thought we could kind of go through this thread by my favorite people. We're not really strangers, and kind of facilitate a conversation that you could kind of ask yourself. Because what's nice about my birthday is like it's Abraham Lincoln's birthday, but it's also kind of unfortunate that it's also 2 days before Valentine's Day. And recently too, I've had to like cut ties with a couple people in my life. And when I say cut ties, I just mean like distance myself, because I think I was very codependent on them and they were codependent on me, or there was a lot of miscommunication. So like, it's weird because I'm going through this stage in my life where I legitimately have to make my friend group like smaller. And if you know me, I'm very friendly. So it's very much new. And I think, as I talked about it in like growing out of friendships, like people come and go. And I think when you let go of one, someone else will come in. I think it's just very new to me. And it's also something that I'm just like not used to. And I just feel like, I'm going home next weekend, so it should be fine. I should be recalibrated, but it's just very hard right now. So I thought, why not just get on my podcast before I release the next episode and just kind of talk to you guys and give you my last thoughts, I guess, or just kind of like my mantras, just loving myself and as a 20, loving yourself 22. So yeah, let's go through we're gonna go through this thread. I'm gonna make you think. I'm gonna also stimulate just like my thought process as I'm going through these questions. So the first one of this thread, the first statement of the thread is, get to know yourself. What are things you like and dislike? What are your non-negotiable needs? What makes you feel most like yourself? Loving yourself involves knowing them deeply and accepting them. So how can you truly love yourself? How can you fully love yourself if you don't know who you are? So this statement for me is something I think I'm currently having to like go through and kind of redefine, because I always thought I knew who I was. I was pretty self-aware. I also thought too I knew like the people I kept around me. And now, and this could be just me being on like high alert, but I also think too now I'm just kind of trying to like be more conscious of how my anxiety and just how my mind operates in regards to just like I think a lot, and I also like will spiral out of control, and then I'll dump a lot into people. And then I think it's being conscious of how people react to what you dump. So for example, if you dump a lot on someone and then they kind of don't respond the way you think, just being conscious of that. And I think it's also to taking notes. So like, what do you like? Like, what makes you happy? Like, this podcast legitimately like eases me. Like, and it's crazy because like I don't know who's listening, but like it really does ease me. It allows me to kind of just like take a second and just think. But what also, I also know what I don't like. I don't like being put into uncomfortable spaces. I don't like having to question my actions. I really do not like being isolated. And especially like, and you can say, if you aren't someone who identifies as an African American or a person of color, you might think like, what? This doesn't make sense. But like, I hate being in isolated situations. I genuinely do not like feeling outsided. I don't like feeling like I'm not included in a conversation, especially too, like, I love to talk and I love to be involved in a conversation. So like, I know for me, if I'm ever put in an isolated situation, the first thing I'm gonna do is like turn to my phone. And that's something I've definitely been better at fixing, and also being conscious of like sometimes you just do need alone time and that's okay. But it's also kind of not fair. But I mean, that's for another episode. But yeah, I think this is a good starter point, because I think it's important to be honest about what are your non-negotiable needs. For me, it's like taking care of my health. I also think too, it's like feeling heard. So like, if I emphasize to you that I feel like you're dumping a lot on me, and then you're coming back and like thinking I'm angry at you, but then you like don't respond, like that's not like that, no. Like, it's not something I'll put up with. I think that's also too being conscious of like, I need you, even if you don't understand what I'm going through, to validate what I'm feeling. So like, the fact that I feel emotional today doesn't make me insane. It makes me human, and it also makes me like here because of the fact that like no one will understand what it's like to lose a parent until you do. And I think that's the thing it comes down to, is empathy and like being open to just listening to your friend when they have to dump on you, but also setting the boundary if you can't take it. But I don't think it's also fair for a friend for you to dump on them and then you apologize, but then they dump other like BS on you. So I think that's also like setting the boundary of like, when it's after a certain hour, we don't talk about this, because I think it also sets the precedence like, this friendship's like two-sided. Like, you can't just like talk to me about XYZ. So that's the first thing I would say about this first thread. The second thing is reaffirm what you love about yourself daily. What are you better at than most people you know? What would you never want to change about yourself? Self-love is a choice. Are you going to focus on what you love about yourself or focus on what you don't? So I would say for what you're better at than most is, I really love technology. I really understand social media and the algorithms, and I could like rant people's ears off on like the streaming wars and like algorithms and social media and like all the things I want to do with social media. I could also rant you about how I want to go back out. I want to go abroad, and I want to like get my master's in international affairs, and just like, I could rant about my dreams. And I think I have big dreams, and I always feel like I'm very silent about them because I never want to overshadow people, because I've always been a person who like knew what they wanted to do. And I think even when things would like hit the fan, I always like found a way to like bounce back and figure out what I wanted to do. And I feel like sometimes that can, like, as a college student, especially when you're trying to figure out what you want to do, it can put people down because they might not know what they want to do. But like, I know that's what I'm good at. I guess it's storytelling. I'm really good at telling a story. And I think I really have a soothing voice, and I can like make you feel, one, you're heard, and then also two, just like make you entertain. You know, I think also too with like any tragedy, I always try to find like humor in it. So even if I'm like, I think I was in the shower and I was like crying, but then I started laughing because I was like, but like, it's like human. Like, I'm literally like doing all the human functions of like allowing myself to feel, but then I'm like kikiing because I'm like, this is like normal, you know? And it's not something to be like ashamed of. I think it's just like having like humility and you know. And I think another thing that I would never want to change about myself is like my compassion and my empathy. It's been, I'm not gonna lie, it's been really hard because I've been really in a space where I really do want to change it. I really want to be very like mean and like, which is really crazy because I like, I'm not a mean person, but like I really do want to like be that like a-hole that's like doesn't really care about you, will put you down, and like it's just like not in me to do. Like as much as people will like hurt me, like I can't find it in me to hurt others, and I know that like I'm human, so I hurt people's feelings, but I also feel like too I'm also very empathetic, and I think I'm an empath, so I can take people's emotions and it like weighs me down. And I think what's sometimes frustrating is when I am being empathetic, it can cross a line where like it can be taken advantage of. And I think when I do set my foot down and I'm saying I can't spend a lot of time with you, or I need space or something like that, it can be taken very much in the wrong direction when it never really is I'm never really trying to come off that. And I listened to this other podcast called I Said What I Said, and they talk a lot about like friendship dynamics and like love and sex and dating and just life, like all of life. And they're also like African. And what's nice about listening to them is they really think the way I do. Like they don't come from a place of like, they make you like, they just kind of analyze their own friendships. And it's kind of crazy how friendships really do mean a lot. And then also too, they very much are like ingrained in with a lot of things, like especially in college, like your friends are pretty much your existence. And if you don't have any friends, it's very hard to like feel included and to feel involved. And I think for me, like I've done a lot of stuff where my face has been everywhere, and it's cool, but it's also kind of a lot because a lot of people know me, but I don't know a lot of people. And then like it's the empath thing, so then you take in so many emotions, and then you're like, what am I supposed to do? And good thing for me, I go to therapy, so like it's never like I dump too much. I think it's just when I am in those motions of like just hyperactivity, it's like, what do I do? And I think for me, it's just trying to, I think it's important to give everyone a chance, but I think it's also something I would never change in myself is like the kindness that I have for people. And I really do try my best to like be kind and be nice to most people. And if I fail, I mean, I don't think that's on me. I think it's just like they might have caught me on a wrong day, but even on a bad day, I still try to be good to people. Third thing is being kinder to yourself when you fuck up. Replace "that was so stupid of me" with "that was so human of me," followed by asking what lessons of self-growth is in this moment, and then apply that lesson in the future. So this actually happened to me last week. I legitimately had realized that I might have been like messing up last semester in regards to just being a leader. And I remember I went through such a like psychological like thing in regards to just being conscious of like basically just becoming more self-aware of like I say a lot, and then like I never let people have the space to talk. But then I kind of had to be like, that's just human of me. Like I think one, I feel like with any conversation, people just will let you talk and talk and talk until you stop. But I also think too, realizing like I'm not shitty or I'm a bad person because I didn't let my friend speak, it's just being like, well, they didn't, it's human of me to like keep talking, because if no one else is talking, like it's human. So I think it's just realizing like when those things happen, it's just communication. So instead of like, or just even not communicating, so like if someone texts you something, dumping it on you, you just have to respond. You could literally just go to bed and then just talk to them later, like when they need to like talk to you. And I think it's also being conscious of the fact that like you don't have to like just be kinder. Like I think too, like I have this issue where like I've done so much. Like I literally am I am qualified to probably get find a job, and a job that I actually want. And I think it's really, really hard for me to like not think I need to work harder and like to see myself like be good enough, which you might think is crazy if you know me, because you're like, oh my god, like you've done so much, Hannah. And it's like, yeah, I've done so much. And then when people reiterate to me, you do so much, that does not help me, because it legitimately makes me be like, I don't know how to stop. It's like, I don't know how to take a break. And I think for me, I guess this podcast is a really good way of taking a break and just like breathing and talking and getting out what I need to. But it also doesn't help that like I have an exam tomorrow and I still have to study for it tomorrow morning. But at the same time too, it's just like I feel so much. And I think it's just like understanding it's okay to feel, it's okay to have emotions. I think it's just being conscious of a time and a place. And I think it's also communicating. I don't think it's weird for me to say tomorrow, like, it's going to be a hard day because I'm celebrating it not at home. I'm not celebrating it with my family. I'm also celebrating it without a parent. And that's a new change. And it's a new year. And this is a year where, like, I literally graduate. I'm figuring out what I'm doing next. And it's sad and scary because, you know, I can't share that with that person, but I think it's not the end of the world in regards to just like, I am so loved and supported, and I have incredible friends and people in my life who genuinely like want the best for me and like see my potential. So it's just it's being nicer to myself and realizing like, I didn't fuck up tonight because I couldn't study. I took a night off because I legitimately like emotionally and physically cannot study because my mind was so just racing, you know. And I think I took a shower and I'm doing this, and I know I was supposed to like Skype some friends, but sometimes like shit happens and it's okay. And it's okay to not be okay. And I think it's just recognizing for me that I need to be like okay with not getting everything I want done, and people taking a step back for their own mental health is not wrong. I think it's just allowing people to have that space. And I think it's scary to me because I also lost so much weight last month that I legitimately like, it's just very new to me having attention on me and not knowing how to do it, which you might be like, what do you mean? Like, you can't eat. And it's like, look, this podcast isn't even my way of having attention. It's just my way of like getting what I need to say out. So it's just stressful. It's a lot. It's annoying. I also, my job's social media, so I like also like legitimately have to like work with the algorithm. It's a time. The fourth thing is earn your respect. Doing the right thing when no one's watching allows us to have a better reputation with ourselves. When we build that self-image within, we can stand more firmly in who we are, who we know we are, even if we're misunderstood by others. And this is very true. I think this is very true. Like, so true. When your ethics get tested, always trust your gut. Like, always. My gut, last semester, knew me and a friend were not going to be friends possibly this semester, because ethically they kept doing things that were not, one, beneficial to their life and their relationships, but also two, I knew we like something was going to happen, because quite frankly we weren't friends before, and then when we became such close friends too fast. And then, you know, my gut really knew after they said something very unethical that like, one, that, you know, things were just going to go downhill from then. And it did. Like, I am not talking to them. We're not friends at this moment. And it's really unfortunate because it sucks, because I see this person sometimes, and it's just sad, because I knew my respect. And I also think too, it's important to do things that like doing the right thing even when like you won't get the limelight. Like, I think when it comes to having to make big decisions in regards to like ethics, like, and especially with relationships, like when you have to close the door on a friend, it's like literally you have to realize like you you're doing the right thing, even if it doesn't feel like it. And I think this is the same thing too when it comes to being a leader. Like, if there's some like shady stuff going on, it's important to, if you must, report it, or even to like do what you can to fix it. And I think it's literally facilitating, you know, that conversation. And I think people see people who work under the radar, you know, the work that they do, they don't see them working under the radar. But like, I think when you actually see the end result and you see the stuff that they do, and I think this is what will be beautiful. And I always, you know, I pray, I put it out that the things that I want to accomplish this semester and honestly this year can come to fruition, because I know the potential I have, and I think I also have the support and the guidance around me to lift me up. And it does suck that like my birthday, like a lot of people that I do care about and I want to like hang out with like tomorrow, like I can't because it's been a busy week and they have their own shit. And it sucks because it's also like you don't want to be like I need you, but it's also too like I don't feel heard, you know. And I think it's earning, you need to earn your respect. So it's being, knowing that like, I know what I want to do. And I think that there are big things that are going to come this year. And I think instead of being like, oh, this is what I'm going to do, and putting it out there, because that's how also too people wish for your downfall, it's working in silence. And I think it's doing things like this podcast, like no one I think really knows I'm about to, you know, put this out here. But I think it's also like, just doing the things that I want to do and then just seeing where it can go, because you never really know where anything can go unless you take the risk and just do it. It's the same thing too when it comes to like a relationship. Like I am very impatient, so like I don't like to waste my time. And quite frankly, like if I feel like you're putting something out, I would rather just like put it out there too. And you know, if anyone who's listening, which I don't think anyone would, but like I, like it's the same thing with like Valentine's Day. Like I don't care about that holiday, but am I gonna probably do something on that day for myself? Possibly. I might really take myself and go see a movie. Same thing with Thursday. Probably will go and see a movie, spend time with myself, and like enjoy this week, because one, I got a Regal Unlimited that I need to use this month, but also two, it's just like I haven't even done the things that I love. Like, I haven't watched a movie in one sitting in so long because I've been so perpetually stressed with other stuff. So it's earning my own respect and putting that back in me and realizing, you know what? If I need to, I don't need to be around people if I don't need to be around them. Like, do what's important for your own mental state, like stability. Because I think at the end of the day, and I feel like this says it, when you build that self-image within, you can stand more firmly in who we know we are, even if we're misunderstood by others. So even if, you know, I need to step back tomorrow for my birthday, that's okay, because it's my birthday. And also too, it's like a new day for me. And I would rather go to class, do what I gotta do, come home, take a nap, and spend time with people who I genuinely want to be around and who legitimately will not make me feel like crap because of the fact I'm crying in front of you, because of the fact that I'm literally feeling so many emotions. And like, I think it's just honestly having that open conversation and being honest. Like, I was under so much stress last month, and I didn't even realize it. And like, it took me like literally taking care of my health to realize that something was wrong. And it's just crazy to me. And I think that's why it's important to know the fifth thing, which is your own strengths and your weaknesses. Accepting where you are now, even if you don't love what you see, can open yourself to the future growth. Owning who you are, flaws and all, is the most powerful thing you can do for yourself and the people in your life. And this is so true, especially for me, because I realize I have a very, very, like, I mean, I'm an 8 wing 7 on the Enneagram test, so I'm the challenger and the enthusiast. So like, I see so much potential in so many people, and I will push them or make them do what they need to do to be great. But I also know like my weakness is like, I legitimately will stop taking care of myself, and I will like literally when I'm overly stressed, I will literally forget my basic needs. I forget to sleep. I will forget to eat. I like legitimately will forget how to drink water. And I think that is not healthy, and one that is not good, because of the fact that like I shedded, you know, like especially you can see into my face. Well, you can't see it audibly, but like if you go on my Instagram, you can definitely see it comparing it to the two photos. But I lost a decent amount of weight, I feel like, in my face, and it made me realize that like I, one, look different, and it's important for me to just accept that I look different and wear clothes that fit me and definitely showcase my figure, because now I have more of a waist, and that's okay. Like, I don't think it's bad that I lost a decent, like, some weight. I think it's weird because of the fact it's just very new to me, and it's also something I'm not comfortable with, and I do feel like my hair is different, my face is different, my skin is glowing, my hair is growing, like, everything is operating fine. It's just understanding that like these are my strengths, these are my weaknesses, but like how do I accept who I am today and like be content? And that's something I think that I will have to continue to work on in 22 and stop putting so much pressure on myself to be amazing all the time. And it's really hard because, as I said, I just don't know how to relax, and I think it's just still take time. I also think, too, it's also the culture we have here in the U.S. So, but the sixth thing is invest into your future you. Often we chase the pleasure of the moment, taking away from the peace in our future. Work out when you don't feel like it. Read something instead of scrolling for hours. Do what's good for your future self, even if you don't feel it in the moment. And this is very true. So true. And I think that's what I'm doing now for me in regards to this podcast. I'm doing it, you know, and I think I created this as a space to heal, to discuss, and to chat with the power of film. And I created this to be my passion project. I also created this to be a space to process grief and also to like tie movies. And I think what's beautiful is also the Oscars were on Sunday, and my favorite movie won, which was Parasite, and it really was an amazing moment. It really made me feel super proud of Hollywood and just like made me feel even more content with just what I want to do in the future. And I think also a really exciting opportunity I want to take a chance for and just see like what can happen. And I think also coming in, you know, maybe end of February, once I get all my ish worked out, I think I'm gonna get back into the swing of things about, you know, figuring out this movies and just figuring out how to bring that consistency back in my life, because that really genuinely kept me going last semester. And I think going to see a movie like literally twice a month was great. Like, it just really got me into the house. It got me like stimulated, and just I love movies. I love movies so much, and I cannot wait for the day that I get to work in that industry and I get to like see my name, or just, I mean, look, you might see me and, you know, just do what I love. And I just love film so incredibly much, and the fact that Parasite won just like shows that like that industry is just amazing. I mean, it has its flaws, but yeah. So always remember to invest in yourself and just do what is best for you. And sometimes that might just be reading a book or journaling or podcasting, or video diaries are great too. So people knock them and they don't give them a chance, but I've done those too and they're great. The seventh thing is feel freely. Your current state of mind isn't permanent. Releasing added guilt from what we feel allows us to let things flow through us rather than holding our feelings hostage. Whatever you're feeling is all right. You just have to let yourself feel it to move past it. This is very true. As I stated, like 2-3 hours ago, I was crying. I also was crying in the shower. It was really fun. It was not fun, but funny. And that was nice. Like, I feel at ease. I think I just needed a nice cry. Also, it is chemically proven that you need to cry because when you cry, it's a chemical that is caused for stress and you're supposed to like wash it away. And I can tell the difference from like when I wasn't crying to when I'm now fine. Like I feel more at ease. I feel at peace. And like sometimes you need to cry. Like I have a place in my college, my business college, where I can literally go if I'm like in a bad mood and cry. And it's like incredible because I've used it. I used it last semester and it was great. It was like so nice. I like cried, collected myself, took a picture, and then I left and went to the meeting. And I think having those spaces where you know you can like literally just have a moment, or even just even this podcast, like that's me having a moment. And I think the shower's great because there's already water, so you're just like washing everything away. I think sometimes too talking to people who've been through a similar experience helps too, but it gets easier, I think, when you just let yourself feel. And I think we're living in a time where people don't feel like they can allow themselves to feel. And, like, I don't know why people think that's okay. And it's just, like, not, it's not. Like, you need to, like, allow yourself to go through the emotions because you're human. Like, we're not meant to be robots and not let ourselves feel. Because what is the point of life if you don't feel? Like, I love the fact that I literally was crying, but then I laughed. Like, do you see how, one, that's not insane. It's just, it's very human. Like, I literally was just like, and I was listening to gospel music. So, like, so I don't know if that also helped, but, like, I laughed because it was just, like, I literally, like, felt so much and I just, like, let it out. And then I was just like, this is beautiful. Like, this, and, like, as I said, I use humor as a way to, like, alleviate pain. And like it's just, it's funny how something so just, I mean, sad, something that is sad can be turned into humor. And I think it's being aware and conscious and not being so hard on ourselves about feeling those emotions. I think it's the same thing too. Like, shoot, I'm not gonna lie, there's, you know, some, there's a fella I think is cute, but like, and it's okay to like them and it's okay to think they're attractive. And am I gonna act on it impulsively? No, I'm just gonna ride the boat, work on myself, see what happens, and go from there. But like, there's no point in putting pressure or stress on myself when I legitimately am good enough. I am enough here at this moment. I'm enough at midnight when I turn 22, and I will always be enough. For me, for Hannah E, and that is 100% okay. And I think it's important to allow yourself to feel and just allow yourself to just be. And I think we're living in a time where everyone's so scared and so paranoid and everyone feels like they have to do so much. And it's like an exam. Look, I don't know how the exam will go, but if it doesn't go well, it's not the end of the world. I've like 2-3 more exams and homework assignments and things to do where I know I can excel. So it's like, why am I even being hard on myself in regards to just like being at my finest like tomorrow, you know? And yeah, it's my birthday, but it's also like a day where I am going through something new. And if I can take the exam, I think that's good enough. And whatever happens, happens. I know I'm capable of passing, you know? And I think it's being, one, honest with yourself about that, but also two, realizing, look, I don't want to get a job in supply chain at this moment, so I'm not so pressed about getting a job in supply chain. So I will take in the material, I will retain it, and I will potentially and hopefully pass this class. And that is all that matters at this moment. It's just passing, but it's also not being hard on myself to be great and to like be this amazing queen of excellence. When I like right now, I'm just Hannah E. I'm just trying to make it out through this week. So, and then the last one is, ask yourself, what does self-love look like for you? Get specific. Pay attention to what you're doing when you feel your best. What are you wearing? What's around you? Is it warm? Tune into those moments and make time to create that for yourself, regularly, alone, or with people. And I think this is a beautiful question to end off on for this episode, because for me, Self-care looks like this. It's me sitting in my room with my beautiful Christmas lights and my podcast, my microphone, and my amazing tapestries, and my bed, and my weighted blanket, and my tea, and just having a conversation. And I think too, like, watching movies, like, I'm literally about to watch a movie after I finish recording this, but I think watching movies and doing this and just making this helps. Like, that's my self-care. I think it's also to allowing myself to feel. Journaling is super helpful. I did that last night and I slept like a boss. And I think it's also too talking to my family and talking to people who genuinely care. But for me, what I think self-care and self-love looks like is doing the things that matter the most to me. And what matters the most to me is film, this podcast, and just yeah, I mean, yeah, I would say, I'm like rambling, but I would just say that my self-care is very different from a lot. I don't think a lot of people would probably make a podcast and like talk about their issues for like 35, 40 minutes. But I think everyone heals, processes differently. And for me, that's literally talking, using film as a way to, to process and allow myself to feel and just, you know, creating a space to this talk. And these are in no way anything I said, you know, me jabbing at people. And I would love to know, of course, as anyone would, who listens to this. But at the end of the day, it doesn't matter, because the point of me getting this out is maybe to help someone else who might go through a situation like this when it comes to grief. And for me, film really does heal. Like, it really does heal. And I think I'm gonna watch a great movie tonight. I don't know. Maybe we'll do a new one. I think a movie that's... No. Actually, I think we'll do a rom-com. I haven't done a rom-com in a hot minute, but... Yeah, I think for me, it's just movies, podcasting, and just reserving my peace. And that is something I think this is just kind of like a little tidbit that I am really going to be focusing on as I enter my 22nd birthday, is really just reserving my peace and minding my business. As much as I love all the people in my life, my friends, my family, my acquaintances, you know, I care. I will always care about people, and I will always be there for people if they need it. But at the end of the day, I genuinely feel like 21 was a lot. I really don't know how I made it through. I mean, I really do think it was the support team I had at this university, but I also feel like too, I legitimately, I'm not gonna lie, I ended up in the hospital last week, and I think that really gave me a reality check that I was giving to so many people to the point where I legitimately like needed help. And I think going into 22, it is so important. And this is just in general as we go into Valentine's Day and just like the rest of this 2020. Be honest with yourself about who you want in your space. I think it's incredible. And I think college is this time where everyone's just trying to be friends. Everyone's trying to preserve their space. And there are big things I'm trying to do. And quite frankly, I'm going to have to like let certain people disappear. Like, it's not a bad thing. It is not me saying peace out, we're not friends. It is literally for me to preserve my peace and just to have an opportunity to understand what is going on in regards to just like this new year. So you guys should do the same. Sit with yourself, maybe a piece of paper, have some tea, and be honest with yourself. I am legitimately, at the end of this month, going to reset my phone because I'm going to cleanse out all my contacts because I just think it is a new year. I have never actually done this. It's probably necessary. There's a lot of stuff I probably don't need a lot of phone numbers I don't need. And what's better than just doing a phone reset and just refreshing this new 2020 year? Because, yeah. My friend like told me yesterday her phone got hacked, and I was like, maybe I should, she like got a new phone number, and I was like, maybe I should do the same. But then I was like, I really love my phone number, but I was like, I've also had this phone number since I was like 16, so I was like, maybe I should get a new phone number. But that's besides the point. I really hope this episode made a lot of sense. I kind of wanted to just give an ode to 21. Thank you so much for the people who were in this past year. Thank you for the people who stuck by my side through all the shiz that happened this past year. I cannot thank, so it's so hard to sit and be like, this person, but like, if you talk to me or if you were around me like during last semester, I'm just so thankful for you. And I think even too, coming into this year and having to like literally like close certain doors and like close them, not lock them, just close them, it's just really making me very conscious of just who I want to keep in my circle and who I just need to preserve my peace from. And sometimes it's really hard to do this, but I think it's also just having an honest conversation in regards to just being like, this is how I feel and here's why. And I think some people are never really ready for that. And I think it's also realizing too, a lot of my friends are graduating this semester. And I think at this point, like, I just need to be in the moment and spend time with the people who I can literally just like sit in a car and like cry to. And they're not going to make me feel like I'm insane, because I'm not. I'm human. Emotions are normal. You're normal, and I hope you know you're 100% appreciated and loved, and I wish you an exciting rest of your week. If you listen to this, I am excited for my 22nd, and I cannot wait to talk with you guys again. Yours truly, Hannah E. Okay, that's it for this episode. I will see you guys next week. I won't say it's Monday. I'm going to say it's sometime next week, because I just got to like, it's my birthday. Don't push me. It's my birthday week. Okay. Bye, guys. See you soon.